This is regional news coverage from the KBIA newsroom. I'm Haram Helmi. With two stops in mid-Missouri today, Governor Jay Nixon continued his campaign against a Republican-sponsored bill that would cut the corporate and individual income tax rates. Nixon vetoed the bill earlier this summer. Speaking in front of education leaders in Columbia, Nixon said the bill would cut $260 million in public school funding. Later, speaking in Fulton State Hospital, Nixon said there would be no money for a new state mental health facility if lawmakers override his veto of the tax cuts. When fully phased in, the bill has the potential to reduce state tax revenues by about $700 million. Fast food workers in the St. Louis and Kansas City areas are hopeful their participation in brief strikes will lead to better pay and working conditions. The strikes on Monday and Tuesday were part of an effort in selected cities, including New York and Chicago, organized by the Fast Food Forward campaign. Among the goals is to more than double the minimum wage to $15 an hour. Currently, the minimum wage is $7.25 an hour. Shannon Garth Rhodes of the campaign says at least 150 workers walked off the job Tuesday at about 60 restaurants in the St. Louis area. She says at least 70 workers in the Kansas City area walked picket lines outside of dozens of restaurants. Workers are expected back at their jobs on Wednesday. Missouri House Speaker Tim Jones says the prospect of overriding Governor Jay Nixon's veto of the income tax cut bill is very unlikely. He says he just doesn't have the votes needed in September's veto session.
Unless those individuals and others who have concerns can look me in the eye and say, "Mr. Speaker, I'm going to vote for the override," then there is no reason for me to bring it up.
A wealthy supporter of the bill spent about $2.4 million on ads to pressure lawmakers to vote for an override. The speaker's remarks today follow weeks of Democratic Governor Jay Nixon traveling the state to deride the bill. Jones calls Nixon's campaign a waste of taxpayer dollars. Today was the last day at work for longtime Columbia College President Gerald Bruder. KBIA's Ryan Familiner was there as the school saw Bruder off.
Tears welled in Dr. Gerald Bruder's eyes as he walked out the front door of the administrative building of Columbia College for the last time as its president, hand in hand with his wife Bonnie. Waiting for him were scores of staff, students, and alumni lining the sidewalk all the way out to the street about 100 yards away. Bruder has headed the Columbia College system for 18 years, which now has 35 campuses nationwide. John Yonker, who is heading the search committee for Bruder's replacement, says the goal is to have a new president hired by July 1st of next year.
We all love Dr. Bruder and rejoice in what he has done for us, but we're glad that he now is, he and his wife have a chance to enjoy some retirement.
Yonker says that the committee plans to make a list of 3 to 5 finalists for the job public near the end of the year and bring the candidates on campus early next year. Ryan Familiner, KBIA News.
For KBIA News, I'm Haram Helmi.